You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Good morning. A Spanish prosecutor yesterday said that Catalan leaders on trial for their part in the region's failed bid for independence in 2017 had knowingly attempted a coup d'etat against Spain. Prosecutors also reiterated their charges of rebellion, sedition and misappropriation of public funds against the 12 defendants after months of testimony in a case that has contributed to the fracturing of Spain's political landscape. We have to call things by their proper name, so prosecutor Javier Zaragoza said in his closing remarks in the trial. The accused, five of whom have since won seats in Spain's lower and upper houses of parliament, will make their own closing statements next week before the judge retires to decide on the sentence. A final ruling is not expected for another few months. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court also suspended the exhumation planned for June the 10th of the remains of the former dictator General Francisco Franco from a state mausoleum pending the result of appeals by his family. The plan to move the remains away from the Valley of the Fallen site, decided in March by the socialist government, has divided opinion. The court said in a statement that its unanimous decision was meant to avoid Franco's remains being moved before appeals against the exhumation were examined in full. The socialists have long sought to turn the Valley of the Fallen, just outside of Madrid, into a memorial to victims of the Civil War. The plan was for Franco's remains to be reburied next to his wife in a family tomb. And a tourist has become the first person in Mallorca to be fined for buying goods from an illegal street vendor. The holidaymaker was handed a penalty notice for €100 after being spotted by police making the purchase. The product the tourist bought hasn't been specified, but it's likely to have been a pair of sunglasses, a lighter, a hat or a handbag. The incident happened in Palma, where illegal vendors flood the streets. The local council insists vendors are also being fined or moved on. The tourist, described as foreign, could have been fined up to €750, but police decided that because this was the first fine of its kind, it should be at the lowest level. Eventually, Palma Council intends to employ an outside firm to collect fines on the spot. Officials say warning signs have been put up to explain the penalties as part of tough new rules introduced in April to stamp out on so-called uncivic behaviour. As well as sanctioning street vending customers, there will also be fines for people taking part in balconing, the act of jumping between hotel balconies or from a hotel balcony into a swimming pool. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.